It is 11 after 8 o'clock on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. It is a Wednesday morning, and that means it's time for 10 Minutes with Tom. Tom Austin of Austin Tax and Financial, tax preparation, planning, retirement strategies and planning, and a whole lot more. And that's where we're going today. A whole lot more. Tom, how are you this morning?
Very good introduction there, Jim. I'm doing great. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing well this morning, but based on what I understand your guest is here to tell us about, talk to us this morning about, I could be doing a lot better than I am, at least physically. So that's where we're going this morning,
we'll
right?
We'll let you make that assessment after the 10 minutes is up.
Okay. Well, now, you have brought along with you Kelly Kulich, who is the owner of Fort Miami CrossFit, and we're going to talk physical fitness this morning, right? What is your plan? What do you want to get across here in our discussion with Kelly?
Well, you know, we talk a lot on the show, obviously, about taxes and financial planning and a whole variety of different ways. And I think there's really three keys to a fulfilling life, I think. And I think that involves our mind, body, and spirit. Or you could translate that into our financial, physical, and spiritual health, and not necessarily in that order. But I thought today we would kind of switch it up a little bit. Instead of talking about taxes and financial planning and how that plays into our financial health, talk a little bit about our physical health and how I've even been affected by that. So I actually, my wife Sharon has been involved with CrossFit for a little over 4 years, and after watching her work out for a number of years, she finally goaded me or challenged me or whatever, and I actually started CrossFit in October of 2019, and they have a boot camp where they kind of like for beginners to get started, and that's where I met Kelly. And so CrossFit's been a really good thing for me, I've lost weight, I've lowered my blood pressure, and I feel much better. So I thought it would be good to bring Kelly on and to maybe talk a little bit about the importance of our physical well-being and kind of her background and how she got started in this field and a little bit about what she does at Fort Miami CrossFit.
Well, physical well-being certainly affects everything else in your life, including your financial well-being. If you're better off physically, you're going to be better off across the board. Kelly, let's see how you play into this equation here. Tell me a little bit about yourself, your background as a physical fitness person, and how you developed the Fort Miami CrossFit Club as well. Where did you come from? What's your background?
Thank you. I came from a long line of doing nothing. My parents weren't extremely active.
Wow. I wasn't total honesty right out of the gate. Good for you.
Well, yeah, I think it's important that people know that anybody can do this. You do not have to be a professional athlete. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the fastest. CrossFit is truly for everyone, and that's what I love about it.
So there is. So is there something called CrossFit for old farts? I'm asking for a friend.
Yep, that's what Tom does.
that is me, Jim.
Nice. All right. All right. So you came from a non-physical fit type of world into one where that's the center of your universe, right?
Yeah, kind of a crazy turn. Yep, my husband and I, we had two young children, and we realized that even just going up the stairs, we would get winded, and we knew we could do better. We wanted to be able to play with our kids. We saw both of our parents, you know, not living the lives they wanted to, and it all was because of their health. So we made a change. We both started doing different things. My husband did some at-home programs. I started running. And we loved it. We loved the change. We started eating healthier, and then eventually we became bored with our current program, and my husband stumbled upon this thing called CrossFit, and it really caught us. We love that it's different every day. We love that it encompasses all parts of fitness. It's not just running. It's not just weightlifting. It's a little bit of everything, which really is good for your whole body. Good wellness, good health.
CrossFit kind of caught on or caught fire, in the last 10 years or so? I've seen a number of news magazine stories and so on and so forth on that. Seems like it's caught fire relatively recently, and it seems like the focus is on the fact that it is different all the time. It is not the same boring routine.
That is true, and I think it's a safe place for everyone, and to everyone it can be something a little different. There is a little bit of a competitiveness if that's what you enjoy. There's camaraderie if you used to play a team sport and you miss being part of the team. There is coaching in every single class, so you don't have to go to the gym not knowing what you're supposed to do. We're there to help you along the way. So that's the beauty of it, is there's always someone there to help you. You don't have to think. The hardest part is just walking through the door.
Wait a minute. You just said I don't have to think? Man, I'm in, if that's the case.
I would say, for me, Jim, that would be the most important thing that's kept me going over the last year and a half, is knowing that I have a set schedule, and knowing that I'm going to come there and they're going to tell me what to do. And it's so hard, you know, going sometimes to a gym or if you work out at home, you know, to get up and what am I going to do today? And that's one thing that I really like about the coaches there and Kelly and CrossFit, that they're going to tell you what to do. It can be challenging at times, but you do the best you can do, and nobody judges you, and you just, you know, work on your own fitness.
Well, Kelly, for the uninitiated, give us kind of an overview of how or why CrossFit is different from, just say, a regular gym workout.
So we combine traditional cardiovascular training, resistance training, mobility, as well as high-intensity intervals. Those all have a positive impact on your health. We do that with intelligent programming, which will allow you to get better at a lot of things across the board. Sure, you could specialize in running and have that be your focus, but you would still want to do some strength training to help prevent injury. I know in sports, they're starting to do a lot more cross training because by moving your body the same way over time, you are more prone to injury. So by doing things where you're moving a little bit differently, we can help offset the injury. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question anymore.
You're right on track there. Am I going to be lifting farm tires and buckets of cement, or what am I doing physically here?
If you want to, you could certainly lift those. But we also have 10-pound dumbbells. I think that's the biggest misconception, is that you have to come in and you have to lift 500 pounds, yeah, or you don't fit in.
Right.
We have bars that weigh 5 pounds. We have PVC pipes where we learn technique with. What your body can do is going to be totally different from what the person next to you, and that's the beauty of it, is we can all be doing the same workout with the right intensity for each of our own bodies so that you can progress over time. That also helps keep you motivated, because you can see, wow, I started out lifting 5 pounds, and now I can lift 10 pounds. That's pretty awesome.
So that initial assessment, when I walk in the door for the first time and hook up with you or one of your coaches there, that initial assessment is critical in determining where you start and what direction you go, right?
Kind of. I would say for someone that is excited and eager to start, we're going to do a couple of one-on-one sessions with you, teach you the movements, and get you right into classes, because really the community is what makes this place so special, and we want you to meet other people, and we want you to start working out in a class setting. Now, that might not be the right path for everyone, so we do also provide personal training sessions if that's a better route for you.
Okay. Tom, your assessment of this, or basically the improvements that you made, and you've been in what, for about a year and a half now? What has happened to you?
About a year and a half.
What has happened to you kind of specifically as far as improvements in physical health?
I've lost about 15 pounds. I've been able to lower my blood pressure, and I feel a whole lot better. I mean, the workouts can be challenging, but just a caveat to what Kelly was saying is everybody kind of goes, even though you're doing the same workout, there's modifications for everything. So a more advanced athlete is going to be doing something that I'm not going to be doing, so that you can modify everything. And when you're just getting started, you're going to do not as much as somebody that's been in there for 2 years. And so I'm part of what we call the senior program, which I make sure that everybody understands that when I come to work out, that I might not be moving as fast as everybody. But I'm still moving, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
So it's been a really good thing for me, and it's something that has definitely helped my overall health for sure.
Kelly, if we have piqued the interest of some of our listeners here regarding finding out what CrossFit is all about, where is Fort Miami CrossFit, and how can they get a hold of you to begin with to get some questions answered or to get started with a program?
So we are not the same as a conventional gym, so it is important to call or email us first before coming. Our coaches are spending time on the floor with the people working out, and they will not have time to help you if you just drop in.
Gotcha.
So the best way is to call. Our phone number is 269-408-3055. Or if you're like me and suddenly you found yourself not that good with calling people, you can email us. And that is frontdesk@FortMiamiCrossFit.com. We're on Facebook. We have a website. We're pretty easy to find.
I don't think anybody calls anybody anymore.
I know.
They do have a boot camp coming up, but that's how I got started. They only do them every so often.
Oh, okay.
We do, and because of COVID, we have very limited space. So that is going to kick off May 15th. We're finalizing the details, but if you want to be one of the first people to get a call as soon as we have that settled, I would get your name in. We have 7 people already waiting.
Perfect. Kelly Coolidge is the owner of Fort Miami CrossFit, and we're talking physical health here, how it may translate into just health across the board for you, financial and otherwise, with Tom Austin, an investment advisor representative with Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Opinions expressed on the program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. Topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of our listeners, but listeners are always encouraged to discuss their specific needs with the appropriate professional. We hope that professional, of course, is Tom Austin. So thanks, Tom Austin, and thank you, Kelly Coolidge. You guys have a great day today.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's 8:23.